This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies are devoting much of the first full day of the Group of Seven summit in Japan to finding new ways to punish Russia for its 15-month invasion of Ukraine. Meantime, Chinese envoys have met with Ukraine's leaders to discuss ending the war. We get more from the AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
According to China, the meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came about amid discussions between envoy Li Hui and Ukraine's foreign minister. The envoy's visit followed an earlier phone call between Zelensky and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Ukrainian officials say that over 2 days, Li and Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba discussed ways to stop Russian aggression. Xi's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator in the 15-month-long conflict, but has supported Moscow politically and economically. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP Washington correspondent Saga Magani now reporting on the Supreme Court decision on the liability of some social media companies.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy that were cut off from highways, electricity, and cell phone service following heavy rains and flooding. Farmers in the Emilia-Romagna region are warning of heavy losses, and authorities have begun mapping up cleanup and reconstruction plans. Depth toll from the rains that pushed 24 rivers and tributaries out of their banks stood at 9, with some people still unaccounted for. Federal regulators trying to get a U.S. airbag parts manufacturer to recall its inflators that potentially pose a risk in the event of a crash. We get more from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Few drivers know of the concerns, and because of a dispute between federal safety regulators and an airbag parts manufacturer, they are not likely to find out anytime soon. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding that the manufacturer Arc Automotive of Knoxville, Tennessee, recall 67 million inflators that could explode with such force as to blow apart a metal canister and expel shrapnel. But Arc is refusing to do so, setting up a possible court fight with the agency. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Ed Donahue now has the latest in the killing of the founder of Cash App.
A judge ruled tech consultant Nima Momemi is a public safety risk and should be held without bail. Bob Lee was found with 3 stab wounds, including one to the heart last month in a San Francisco neighborhood. Brooke Jenkins is the San Francisco DA.
Anyone who's capable of violently killing someone in society is a public safety risk, regardless of whether we think a murder was intentional or not.
Prosecutors have not provided a motive, but say Momemi stabbed Lee after dispute related to Momemi's sister. Paula Canny is Momemi's attorney.
I'm going to say my defense is it is an accident with a cross between self-defense and accident.
Prosecutors say Momemi's DNA was on the handle of the knife and on the bloody blade. I'm Ed Donahue.
The shipwreck of a Chinese fishing vessel which capsized in a remote location at the Indian Ocean has been discovered on Thursday after 2 days of on-site search and rescue work as the hunt for potential survivors continues. The deep-sea fishing vessel capsized Tuesday well north of the capital of Perth in Western Australia, leaving 39 people on board missing. The Chinese ambassador to Australia confirmed the shipwreck and said 7 vessels belonging to Australia and several other countries have been dispatched to help in the international search and rescue efforts. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.